everyone, and welcome to Northwestern Mutual's Ask the Financial Expert series. With over 80 years of combined investment experience, we welcome our experts. Ron Jolson, Northwestern Mutual's Chief Investment Officer, Mark McLennan, Vice President of Investment Product Development, and John Moraz, Assistant Director of Investment Advisory Services. Thanks for joining us, and now I'll hand it off to our experts.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Ask the Financial Expert. I'm Mark McLennan. I have Ron Jolson and John Moraz here with me. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good to be here.
You know, last month we covered debt, more specifically, when might be a good time to take on debt. And it seems based on the readership of that, others were also wondering about that question. So let's keep it rolling and keep the financial education going. This month we're going to cover a question we often hear from our clients and readers, which is really, what's the right level of risk to take? Now, to put that in context, the most recent Planning and Progress study conducted by Northwestern Mutual found that well over 30% of Americans are less comfortable taking risks since the fall of 2008. Now, 20% of them are less comfortable about career risks, 28% are less comfortable about risk with healthcare coverage, but there's a lot built into that about angst about investment or market risk. With so much news about either low-risk investing options and how to protect your investments, I'm not surprised people are questioning that, so that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. Ron and John, I know risk is not something in a vacuum, so can you talk a little bit about the right level of risk and what the trade-off is?
Well, I'll start. There's a lot of different ways to go about that question, but let me start with a little story there. I was at another insurance company in a CIO position, and the chairman of that company asked me the question, Ron, I'd really love to see a return of X in the portfolio. And it was a pretty high number. And my response to him was, well, you know, we could deliver any expected level of return, can't guarantee a return, but any expected level of return, but you might not like the amount of risk you have to take in order to get there. And that started a whole discussion between the two of us about how much we could withstand in volatility of returns. And I think that's a major part of the equation, which is, you know, what kind of return do you expect to get and how much volatility of that return are you willing to withstand? And then you can begin to balance your risk and return objectives. So that's certainly one way to think about it.
Well, and also on the institutional side, you have some other constraints about how much risk you could take, correct?
That's right. And the point there is, let's say John for a moment representing the retail side and I'm representing the institutional side. We may both have an identical view about what the economic environment is and the investment climate. But because our risk tolerances are so radically different, we're going to invest in a different way. So for us, for the general account at Northwestern Mutual, we know even if there is a severe market correction, and we're not expecting it right now, but if there was, let's say, a 50% market correction, the general account is managed in a way that we still would anticipate the highest possible credit ratings for Northwestern Mutual. And what that means is we're going to start out and hold a much lower level of risk assets to be able to withstand that and maintain the rating. So for us, we wouldn't go much above, say, a 17% allocation to risk assets because of that view of risk or lack of tolerance of risk.
And John, on the retail side, you're going to run into individual investors who have different feelings about risk and different needs for return. So can you talk a little bit about how that impacts us?
Absolutely. As Ron was talking about with the general account, they're very clear in what their objectives are. And I think for any retail investors, they need to do the same thing. What are they trying to accomplish with their money? What are their goals? What is their time frame? And then ultimately, how much risk are they willing and able to take on? One concern that we have is for individuals that get worried that the market's going to go down. They're worried about being in an investment that's too risky, so they go to very low-risk investments, federally insured bank CDs, U.S. Treasuries. Those investment vehicles may only offer 2 to 2.5% return each year. If you're in an environment where inflation gets up to 3 or 3.5%, at the end of the time period, you actually have less in purchasing power than you did at the beginning. So when we start talking about risk and low risk, believe it or not, sometimes if you're not taking enough risk, that is a risk in and of itself.
So how does an individual determine what might be an appropriate level of risk for themselves?
Well, the famous saying, everything I need to know I learned in kindergarten. Start thinking about Goldilocks. The porridge was too hot. The porridge was too cold. The porridge was just right. When it comes to putting together a portfolio for an individual investor, there's going to be a level where there's too much risk. There's going to be a level where there's not enough risk. And you want to find, based on, as I said, your objectives, your time frame, and your tolerances, what that just right amount of risk is for a portfolio. So number one, you can meet the goals. And number two, the risk of losing a substantial portion isn't so great that you're not able to tolerate the ups and downs that you go through from week to week.
So it's a combination of what your goals are, when you need the liquidity, and just kind of a gut feeling of how much you can tolerate under different market conditions, a combination of that.
Well, as opposed to a gut feeling, sometimes we say it's the sleep test. If you're not able to sleep at night because you're so worried about what happened in the markets that day or the next day, maybe you need to dial back the risk. But at the same time, you need to make sure at the end of your investment period, you've earned enough in returns to reach whatever that goal is, whether it be retirement, the second home, or a college education for a child.
Great.
Of course, that sleep test only works if you don't have a colicky baby. If you do, then you're pretty much never sleeping. So then you have to come up with another methodology.
Well, good. So how do you sleep at night, Ron?
I sleep well because of the risk tolerance that you have. But actually, John, something you said made me think. Sometimes investors themselves have trouble with the concept. They think they can withstand a certain amount of risk. But then when the reality sets in of a major dislocation in the market, they realize they feel much worse pain losing money than they feel good about making money. So you really have to take the emotion out of it somehow and try to get at some of those real true beliefs that investors have. And it may be, if you have that intolerance or you don't pass the sleep test, you may actually have to, in this low return environment that we're in right now, you may have to lower your expectations of how much you need in retirement. But it's always good to do all of that in advance, not the day you retire, right?
Absolutely.
Right, and you should not change your allocation because of something that happened in the markets. But if something's happened in your life, there's some change in circumstances, different goals, that's an opportunity to relook
at it. That's a good point. Not a great point, but a good one.
Well, I'll take good from you, so thank you. Well, I want to thank you, John, and thank you, Ron. And please keep bringing your questions in, and we'll talk with you next time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northwestern Mutual is the marketing name for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and its subsidiaries offering life insurance, disability insurance, and annuities. Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is a subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual and a limited-purpose federal savings bank offering investment management, trust services, and fee-based financial planning. Northwestern Mutual Investment Services, LLC, is a subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual, broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member, FINRA, and SIPC, offering securities. The opinions expressed are those of Northwestern Mutual as of the date stated on this recording and are subject to change. There is no guarantee that the forecast made will come to pass. The materials do not constitute investment advice and is not intended as an endorsement of any specific investment or security. Information and opinions are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources. All investments carry some level of risk, including the potential loss of principal invested. Indexes and/or benchmarks are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Returns represent past performance and are not a guarantee of future performance and are not indicative of any specific investment. Diversification and strategic asset allocation do not assure profit or protect against loss. Although stocks have historically outperformed bonds, they also have historically been more volatile. Investors should carefully consider their ability to invest during volatile periods in the market. With fixed income securities, such as bonds, interest rates and bond prices tend to move in opposite directions. When interest rates fall, bond prices typically rise, and conversely, when interest rates rise, bond prices typically fall. Bond and bond fund investors should carefully consider risks such as interest rate risk, credit risk, liquidity risk, and inflation risk before investing in a particular bond or bond fund.